ladies and gentlemen, your producer, Mr. Cecil B. DeMille.
Greetings from Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen. When everyone in Hollywood agrees on anything, that's news. And you can't get an argument out of anyone in our town when you say that Mrs. Miniver was one of the great pictures of film history. Like a beacon in the night, it brought guidance and inspiration when we needed it most. And Hollywood recognizes that service by making Mrs. Miniver the overwhelming choice for the last Academy Award. Tonight we present it to the same two stars who gave such magnificent performances in the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer picture, Greer Garson and Walter Pidgeon. And with them we have Susan Peters, and from the United States Coast Guard, Ensign Henry Wilcoxon. We all know that Greer Garson won the Academy Award for her performance as Mrs. Miniver, but that performance and all the others never seemed like acting to me. Only fine artists can lift a drama to so high a plane. And very soon we'll have a chance to see Greer Garson and Walter Pidgeon together again in Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's new entry for the Academy Award, Madame Curie. We borrowed Susan Peters from the same studio where she just finished Song of Russia. For 9 years now, stars like these have helped to make the Lux Radio Theater a national theater. You don't have to buy anything to get a seat in this theater because there's no one collecting tickets in your living room. So right now, we can raise the curtain on the first act of Mrs. Miniver, starring Greer Garson in the title role, Walter Pidgeon as Clem, and Susan Peters as Carol, with Ensign Henry Wilcox.